This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening here on Wednesday?
Hey, good morning. We're seeing a little bit of a mixed bag. We had the corn and the wheat market finding and catching a little bit of a bid here in the overnight market. The beans, on the other hand, were steady, a little bit weaker. What we're going to see today, Mark, is a lot of positioning for the USDA report that comes out tomorrow. We did get a flash sale this morning. It looks like somebody came in and wanted to buy some beans, 254,000 metric tons of beans to an unknown buyer. Looks like somebody wanted to jump in and buy a little bit before the report tomorrow, which is always a good sign.
And thinking about the report tomorrow, we know that we have our big things that we're going to be looking at. We're talking about the Brazil production numbers, those ending stocks numbers here in the United States. Is there anything else, Jim, that you have circled going into the report that you're interested to find out tomorrow?
It's going to be a little bit interesting. You mentioned Brazil. There's a huge discrepancy on what the Brazil crop size is on the beans, of what the South Americans are saying and what the Americans are saying. But then we had that a little bit in Argentina yesterday. Argentina made some revisions that kind of surprised the people down on the Argentina corn crop. So the market will be looking to see what they do. On the domestic side, those quarterly grain stocks came out. The government makes their adjustments from it. We're looking for maybe feed and ethanol usage to be up a little bit. Maybe feed usage for wheat down a little bit. I mean, in general, I'm not looking for much of a game changer on this report. I think the market will trade it. We will no doubt about that. But the reality is the market's focus really is going to be moving on to planning.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise. And no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
May corn up 2.25 at 433.5. May soybeans down 0.75 at 1173.75. May soybean meal down $2.50 at $333.10. May soybean oil up 20 cents at $47.72. Chicago wheat up 5.75 at $563.5. Minneapolis wheat up 10.25 at $661.5. Kansas City wheat up 14.5 at $591.75. And May oats up 1.5 at $331.25. On the Merc, April live cattle down 45 cents at $180.25. April feeder cattle down $1.10 at $239.60. May lean hogs up 50 cents at $99.27. May pork cutout up 77 cents at $104.87. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.